I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
There they are. We have made connection with Hennessy's and Hermosa Beach. And joining us right now, Shidano and Cappy. Guys, I know how hectic that is when it's not working and you're trying to get on. How do you handle it?
I mean, listen, the reality is Cappy unplugged it by accident.
No, was it really that?
Wow.
You know.
Wow, Cappy.
I've been trying to engineer this thing, man, for the last, like, 45 minutes or so, trying to diagnose the issues, you know? And I finally figured it out.
So who gets credit for solving this? It wasn't Bergman. It was actually Cappy.
I'm taking credit for A, knocking us off the air, and B, getting us back on the air.
Oh, good. Good.
So it's like the time that you unplugged your entire Comrex at home and you couldn't figure out why you weren't on the air.
Oh, I remember.
And it was like, oh, I kicked it.
It was the dog. The dog kicked
it. Mason, why are you a Debbie Downer today?
I'm not a Debbie Downer. I'm rooting like hell for the Lakers. I'm going to the game tonight. I just don't think they're going to win.
You don't think they're going to win tonight? I think they're winning tonight. Tonight's the night.
Tonight's Cappy's favorite song. Yeah, that is a good song.
Are you going to stay for the whole game, Mason?
Tonight?
Yes.
Mason's staying for the whole game.
No, you're not.
No, I'm leaving at halftime.
Third quarter, you're out of there.
Here's the
weird
thing.
They win tonight. You know why? Here's why they win tonight.
Okay.
A team that has this kind of pedigree is not going to go out like that at home. Role players play better at home. They're not going to go out like that. We saw a team with a lot of pride yesterday win in Boston, so that has been deep in the playoffs. I think tonight's one of those nights for the Lakers. Role players play well, they win.
But I can't believe the Lakers are actually favored. I went to my favorite app
today. Yeah, but only one.
I know, but still.
it's still very narrow.
They've been favored at all. Like, I literally was like, okay, you know what? I'm playing the Lakers tonight. This is the night they're going to win. I didn't play them when they were 7-point dogs. I didn't play them when they were 6.5-point dogs. I know. And so I decided I'm going to go play them. I go, wait a second. They're favored? Oh, no. I'm not playing that. I expected the Lakers to be a 3-4-point underdog. They're 1-point favorites. I'm not touching it, but I do think they're going to win tonight.
I played them plus 7.5 in game two, and that was a winner. Tonight, I'm just playing the under.
Yeah.
Mace, I'm not letting you leave tonight. I mean, I'm going to, you know, and it bothers me. I hate it. I'm an Irish goodbye guy.
Yeah,
because I hate when I leave and people give me guilt and they're like, oh, where are you going? Where are you going? I will do that to you tonight.
Don't care. The trick is not to care.
You definitely need to stay for this game because you don't know what might happen at the end of this game.
Let me describe how this works, okay?
Mace, what if they win on like the way the Nuggets won the other night? Like
on a buzzer beater, I would be very bummed to miss that. But I can tell you that I can see the game much better from my massage chair in front of the TV with my speakers in my ears watching the game than I can in the suite.
But the feeling is not going to be the same.
Right, thank you, Pepe. Pepe and Michael and John can attest to this because they're at 82 games plus all the other games in the postseason and the preseason. There is nothing better. If I told you, Mason, guaranteed you would get a buzzer beater and Lakers win,
then I'd be there.
You would not stay? You'd still rather be home?
If you guaranteed me there was a buzzer beater, I would stay for it.
What if he guaranteed
you there was
a buzzer beater, but he wouldn't tell you who won?
Probably still be there. If it comes down to a buzzer beater, that's an unbelievable game. But
How about this?
Yeah.
I'm guaranteeing a buzzer beater tonight, Mace. And I'm, like Charles Barkley says, I'm guaranteeing the Lakers win tonight.
So, Mace, how long will it take you to get home from crypto?
It's pre-traffic. So I'll be home by 5 minutes into the third quarter.
5 minutes into the third quarter?
So it'll be 20-something minutes.
Yeah, 20 minutes or so. I'll be...
Because there's no traffic.
There's no traffic at that point.
So you leave right after...
I leave right at halftime, gone, home, in front of the TV for the rest of the game.
Will there be more waving, Pepe, today in the postseason? Will there be a postseason wave or the same wave? Is it a different wave for the postseason or just one wave or same wave?
It's more dictatorial than normal. It's, you know,
you're more stern about it.
It's the same wave. And
he goes full Imelda Marcos.
That's not going to change. But you know what?
It should be the same wave, by the way.
Yeah.
It should be the same wave. Just prepare all season long as if it's the playoffs. Who said that the other day?
J.J. Redick was saying that about Stan Van Gundy and LeBron about Eric Spoelstra.
Yeah, so make it the same the whole time.
So, Mace,
I'll come by and show respect tonight, by the way, Pepe.
Okay, great. You always do.
He sounds excited.
He's very excited. He doesn't like it. He's looking forward to seeing you.
No, clearly. He don't like it.
The level of anticipation.
He don't like it when I don't give him respect.
Capi, you know that I respect you. Remember the message that I sent you acknowledging what you explained to these people that don't know anything about the story of Moses and all that? Remember what I said?
The story of Moses? Where'd we go?
You told me you loved it.
Oh, we're back to Passover?
Moses Malone?
That's the story I know.
Not Moses Malone.
Tell him, Capi. Yeah. Tell him, please. These people are so stupid, man. I can't believe
they're
it.
They're so dumb, Pepe.
There are very few guarantees
so
in sports.
So stupid.
But I will guarantee you this.
Pepe's out here name calling.
When Pepe waves to the crowd tonight, no one will wave
back.
Oh,
no, I'm getting down there for the wave.
That's not even true, and you know that.
Yeah. I don't know that.
I have a question for you.
What is it, Pepe? What is your question for me? You're angry now. Go ahead.
You go home, you sit in the chair and all that, you watch the game.
Yes.
What if you fall asleep?
I will never fall asleep during a game.
Pepe, whether or not you fall asleep is directly dependent on how many gummies you take before he gets in the chair.
Right. 15 milligrams in.
Have you used the Bluetooth speakers in the chair?
Not yet.
Oh, my God. That's like the greatest invention ever.
Can you get the TV synced to the Bluetooth?
Correct. So you've got the TV sound coming right in both ears. Oh, it's so good.
You guys are both so lame, by the way. You guys
went and got massage chairs rather than be specific.
Mason in Ireland, you guys are so lame. Okay. You guys bought massage chairs rather than being in my horse racing group?
Yes, exactly.
Yes.
You guys should have bought horses.
Cap,
you should have bought horses
we
with me.
We have our own horse racing experience, and it was a black hole like no other.
Yeah. And
I am shocked you haven't lost your shirt on. What did we lose, Mace? Probably about 10 grand each.
Yeah, probably or so.
The horse.
Yeah. Cap, here's the thing. How much for the horse? The massage chair is going to be worth... I'm going to have the same amount of money. Like, I never have to pay additional money out.
The massage chair does not send me bills from the horse.
My massage chair doesn't break down and can never massage
again. And a bill for the horse transport. I know those bills you're getting, Cap. Don't lie. You're getting bills from left, right, and sideways.
Let me tell you something. When your massage chair breaks and it stops massaging and it's just some lame chair,
then
it'll
be the same as our old horse.
You know,
broken down and useless.
Yeah, you should have bought horses.
Will we have to put down our chair?
The horse. I'm gonna euthanize your chair.
Hey, those things are expensive to dispose of. You need to like call a whole person to have them carried out because they're heavy.
All you need is Jorge.
Yeah, the chair, not the horse. The horse.
Yeah.
All right.
On that note,
we'll turn it over to you guys. Have fun down there. The Rams are going to make a trade.
All right. Good luck tonight.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Good luck tonight.
By the way, Dodgers trying to close. These guys will have a final for you, but the Dodgers trying to close out a 2-1 win. Yeah, I'm sure you will. Won't you?
2-1 already.
There must be a monitor with a Dodger game. It's Dodgers 2-1.
We're drafting Laker mode today.
Okay. Good. I can't wait to see what the Rams take. First time we've had a pick in a while.
What is your next game, Jorge? That you're going to work?
I'm off this weekend. I've got a game next week.
All right.
Okay. I had it back-to-back last week, so they gave me this weekend off.
All right. Go Lakers. See you over there. Coming up next for you live from Hennessy's in Hermosa Beach, Sedano and Cap.
Can I tell everybody about Prize Picks?
Sure.
You mind?
Yeah, go right ahead.
Can I do that?
Yeah.
Let me run something by you.
By the way, can we just say hello to Kirk Morrison?
Kirk Morrison, you're the man.
I'm just chilling. What up?
Freaking love you, dog.
I'm seeing what's going on with the Dodgers, bottom eight.
You want to help him with those Prize Picks?
Oh, yeah. What's up with Prize Picks?
Listen to this.
I should have got in on this Dodgers today. Go ahead.
I did. So I took Yamamoto today to have more than 4.5 strikeouts. He had 6. Here's what I've got tonight. I've got LeBron to go for more than 25.5 points.
That's a good luck.
I've got AD to go for more than 25.5 points tonight.
That's a lock.
But unfortunately, my 17-year-old dart-throwing phenom, Luke Littler, let me down today, and he did not score his 3.5 180s. So that really let me down. That was a big problem for me. So here's what I'm going to tell everybody. Get on the Prize Picks app, download it right now, use my code Cappy, K-A-P-P-Y. Let me tell you, it's going to change the way you watch sports. You think I've ever watched darts in my life? I mean, 11,000 people show up in some European arena to watch guys throw darts. I don't do that, but I play it. Download the Prize Picks app, use my code Cappy, K-A-P-P-Y. They'll match your first deposit 100%, up to $100. Download the Prize Picks app, use my code Cappy, and do it ahora.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Yeah. Yeah. Bing, ba-dum-bum. Ding, da-dum-bum, ba-da-bop, pick-a-doom, da-dum-bum, ba-da-bop, pick-a-ding, da-dum-bum, da-dig-dig-dig-a-doom, da-dum-bum. Bing, ba-dum-bum.
Kirk Morrison is here.
Yeah. What up?
Damn, dog. I'll tell you right now, here at Hennessy's
in
Hermosa Beach, the food is already flowing.
Growing.
What do you got over there, man?
So I just wanted to start off with a little calamari. I'm a calamari guy. You know what I mean?
A little calamari.
But then George went ahead and said, you know what? He saw what is the prime rib sandwich?
I don't know, man.
Brisket. The brisket sandwich.
Let's see a little of that.
So I said, you know what? I might try it, George. I'm going to do it. They brought it out and
Whoa. Don't take all my cheese, dog.
Yeah. I don't know what I want to do with that.
Three-course meal over there.
Let me see that.
Let
me see that thing.
We should cut it in like fourths.
Yeah,
that's how big it is.
Oh, no, you're not allowed to cut cheeseburgers. That's what somebody...
No, this is not a burger, though.
No, that's right.
Okay.
No,
that's this right.
It's a brisket sandwich.
It's a brisket sandwich. So we're probably going to cut that thing up in like in halves or quarters. I don't know what you want to do.
I'll tell you right now.
But I just got robbed for mine by Cappy, though.
But here's what I'm going to do.
Slick, like no smooth, doubt. Slick. Like, oh, let's take a look at that.
Yeah,
that's I didn't let it take mine.
And I literally just got it out of my hand.
I just want a little piece of it.
To dissect it.
I want a little piece of it. But I'm going to say this to everybody right now. And, George, I think this is an important public service announcement. Tomorrow, we are back here at Hennessy's.
Yeah.
At 4 o'clock.
In our usual time slot,
right.
Yes.
We're here at 4 o'clock tomorrow. I am telling the Circle of Trust right now that everybody needs to be down here tomorrow, and here's why.
Yeah.
I mean, listen, L.A.'s a gigantic place.
Yes.
And not everybody gets down here to the pier at Hermosa Beach.
And it's a beautiful place.
It is so spectacular. If you've never been, you got to come down. But moreover, it's going to be a beautiful Friday afternoon on the beach. The Rams do everything first class, which is why, by the way, the Nuggets are who they are. Because the freaking Rams owners are the people who own the Nuggets. You understand what I'm saying?
That's a great point.
Everything is first class.
Yeah.
So I'm going to say this to the Circle of Trust. Today, I'm cutting you a break because we're off the air at 5:30,
right,
and I'm going right to the Lakers-Nuggets game.
Right.
But tomorrow, it is freaking on like the break of dawn, like Donkey Kong. You understand what I'm saying?
I feel you.
Holler at him.
It's going to be a fun day. Now, careful, he's going to steal your sandwich.
No, I'm not stealing it. I just want a little piece of it.
See, I'm not even having the bread.
No, I know.
I just want the meats and the cheeses and the onions.
Cut it in half.
I just want a little piece.
Just cut it in half, Cappy.
That's a lot more than a little piece.
No, it's not. Yeah. I'm giving it right back to the big
stole
man.
Stole a third of the man sandwich, baby.
I had to just cut it in half. There we
so
go.
So anyway.
What up?
Kirk Morrison, this is probably a very special day for you, right? Draft day?
Always special. Always special. So we're in 2024.
When were you drafted?
2005. So we're going back almost
20 years.
Yeah.
It was the year and funny that you mentioned 2005.
Yeah.
Because yesterday we talked a lot about the year 2005 because that was the year that Reggie Bush got the Heisman Trophy.
My guy.
and did not, you know, hasn't had it in his possession for the last few years.
Yeah.
So tell me this. On draft day 2005, just by the way, George, I remember this day because Kirk was a kid who I had covered when he was playing at San Diego State.
Oh, down in South L.A.
Correct.
Yeah. South LA.
And so for us, we were like, hey, look, this is the best player on the San Diego State team. We're excited for this young fella to get drafted. What happened that day, Kirk?
A lot of memories on that day because I didn't have this, like, extravagant draft party. I didn't want to do all
that.
So
you weren't like Keyshawn who had, like, Tupac at his party?
I wasn't like
Keyshawn. He did. I'm not even joking.
Keyshawn's party was like must – if you didn't get an invite to Keyshawn's party back then and you were you didn't know anybody.
You really had Tupac there?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, that wasn't a joke.
It was the party of L.A. And people didn't even realize that it was actually a draft party. It was just like, oh, I just thought it was a party. But anyway, I was in Irvine. So it was me, my mom, my brother – my best friend, and my agent. That was it.
Who was the agent at the time?
My guy, Bruce Toner.
Okay, I know Bruce.
Yeah, Bruce was my guy.
Sure.
Part of the Steinberg, Toner, and Warren Moon.
Yeah, he
so
was
these were my consultant guys, right?
Yeah.
So
and,
I had
and he had like Ben Roethlisberger.
Ben Roethlisberger, right?
Yeah.
Having conversations with Ricky Williams. Like leading up to my draft experience, I had a lot of great guys and mentors I was around, but this was where the draft was only 2 days.
Yeah.
So there's a 2-day draft. So I want to
Saturday
put
Sunday back
Saturday Sunday
back then, yeah.
So I want to put in perspective that the draft started at noon Eastern, which is 9 a.m. Pacific.
Right.
So you don't know. Like I'm going to watch the draft. I got to about I would say 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and I wasn't drafted yet. But yeah, we were still in the first round.
Yeah, right.
That's when the first round took like forever.
15 minutes between
15
picks.
15 minutes between picks. Yeah. We don't have that anymore.
Right.
I left the house, came back. Left the house again and came back. It's about 6 o'clock now. I'm still not drafted yet.
Right.
Second round was where I was thinking. Second round is getting to those late picks in the 60s. And I'm like, what? Then my best friend, one of the guys on my team, Matt McCoy.
Yep. I remember Matt McCoy. He was a linebacker.
63, second round. The spot that I had.
Like Philadelphia,
yeah,
maybe?
Philadelphia with Andy Reid. I had a great interview with Andy Reid.
Right.
Sat down with Andy Reid.
Yeah.
Coach Spagnuolo, I'm like, I'm going to Philly.
Philly, right.
Oh, pick
fly, 60. Eagles fly.
It's still in my mind. Pick 63. I was there.
Eagles fly, really?
Fly, Eagles fly. Pick 63.
What they say.
I was all about the Philly cheesesteaks. I was ready.
That's what that looks like.
That's
over there.
Yeah, right. Delicious. I'm having some more while you're talking.
Didn't happen, by the way.
Yeah.
So now I'm like, okay, when is this going to happen?
And that was a big shock, just by the way, that McCoy got drafted that high and above you. Yes.
It was a shocker.
Mm-hmm.
So now I'm still waiting, guys. I'm still waiting. And now the sun is starting to set, and I'm not drafted yet. So I'll tell you this, to speed this story up. We get into the third round, and there was a couple of teams that I had on my radar that, you know, Saints, Baltimore Ravens, the Raiders.
Are you thinking, like, I'm losing money along the way? Is that, like, bothering
not
you?
Yet.
No?
Not
okay.
yet.
Oh, Cappy would definitely be thinking
you
that.
Know.
No question.
No, I'm thinking about not being drafted now.
Yeah.
Because like, you have this sense of how good you think you are.
Yeah.
And yet you're not drafted yet, so now you're kind of going through it. And then about 7 o'clock, 7:30-ish, I get a phone call with a 510 area code.
Uh-oh.
I'm like, oh, my God, who is this calling me?
Right, because you're from the Bay
because
Area.
Because I'm from the Bay Area. Right. I'm from Oakland, California. So I'm get the 510, and I'm thinking, like, it's one of my buddies from high school. It's a buddy from college. Anything.
It's somebody, beast mode calling you.
Somebody's
your
calling
auntie.
Me. Auntie, uncle. You know, nephew, anybody. So I'm like, you know what?
What's up, nephew?
Answer the phone. And I remember, hi, is this Kirk Morrison? I'm like, yes, this is him. I'm like, who is this? She was like, hi, this is, I forgot her name. I think it was, I forgot.
Was it?
Secretary for the Raiders.
Oh, yeah. Was her name Sharon Stevenson?
It might have been.
I think that was her name.
I kind of blacked out for a second because she was like.
Karen Josephson?
No.
Okay, all right, my bad.
Was,
anyway, go ahead.
Yeah, no, she says, do you have a second for Coach Turner? I'm like, Turner, hell yeah, pass you through. What's up?
The Norvalist one.
Yeah, North Turner was the head coach. He patches through.
Yeah.
I say, hello? He was like, you want to be a Raider? I said, Coach, you ain't even got to ask me. I've been a Raider my whole life, dude.
Oh, yeah.
And so now we getting excited. He's like, well, all right, so we about to make this selection. I guess your little name is going to come up on the little screen over there. So tell your family and friends.
That we good.
But, man, you're going to be a Raider. And then literally while he's talking, like, I'm in this out-of-body experience. Like, my whole football life, like, flashed before my eyes. Like, I'm seeing myself playing Pop Warner in high school and college and, like, all the times I was back throwing a football with my dad. You know,
yeah, yeah.
Getting all of these things, like, flying. And all of a sudden, Yeah. I don't know, like, my eyes started to welt.
Right, of course.
And it just, the aqueducts just opened up.
Yeah.
And the tears started flowing.
The culmination of your entire life
it was almost
at
like
that point.
The come to Jesus moment.
Right.
Like, you were there at the pearly gates. And it was just like, I come to before you. And it was just, oh, my God. I remember that. And then finally, I just locked myself in a room for about 10 minutes. It's like I told everybody, hey, they saw the pic. And I was just like, hey, I got to go in. For 10 minutes, I didn't talk to anybody.
Just chill by yourself.
And so when I watch these gentlemen tonight, these mm-hmm. guys who get drafted,
mm-hmm.
just watch the emotions on their face.
Yeah.
Because for like the last 2 or 3 months, fellas, you've heard where you think you're going to go. You've looked at every mock draft.
Everybody's talked about how good you are, how bad you are.
Oh, my God.
Right, exactly.
Right. All the warts in your life, you know?
Yes. Rams house,
Yeah, Rams fans are here.
It's not even tears of joy tonight, guys. It's tears
like
of relief.
Relief. Yeah. Finally. I'm here.
Except for Caleb Williams. He's good.
Right.
He
don't have nothing to worry about.
He's just there walking
around. We'll get to him in a second. But, Cappy, your experience as an undrafted
player
is very different.
I got a way better story.
Okay.
I'm a one-up you. You ready?
I know you are.
All right.
Go ahead.
Listen, you're going to love this story. Here's my story on draft day. It's 1992. Okay? I'm not going to get drafted. I'm going to be lucky to kiss somebody's ass to get into a training camp. I'm not getting drafted, right? I missed my whole senior year due to an injury. I'm not getting drafted, right? I'm in Phoenix, Arizona, and I'm with my agent. And my agent's got all these guys that are expected to be first-round draft choices, okay? The draft starts. True story, I swear to God. The draft starts. The number one pick. With the number one overall selection.
92.
With the number one overall selection, the New England Patriots take quarterback Drew Bledsoe.
Wow. Oh, wow.
Drew Bledsoe.
Wow. Yeah.
Okay?
Washington
Drew Bledsoe.
State.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
About a minute after that happens, we're in this draft central, right, with all these guys that are going to get drafted. The phone rings. Everybody in the room's like, oh, my God. Oh, my God. Somebody's going to go number two. Oh, my God. Who's it going to be? Right? The phone rings. The guy on our end, who is our, like, you know, an agent assistant, he goes, hello, you know, such and such. He goes, who? What? Hold on.
Kaplan.
Yo, Cap. Yo, Cap, it's for you. I'm like, for me?
Yeah, no way.
You got to understand, Drew Bledsoe, number one overall pick.
Yeah, yeah.
Phone rings,
right.
Cap, it's for you.
Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah.
You know? Cap, yeah, Coach Fox, John Fox. He goes, Bobby Beathard, our general manager, he's the defensive coordinator at this point of the San Diego Chargers.
Yeah.
He loves you, man. He loves you. So here's the thing. I go, Coach, are you guys going to draft me number two?
No way.
He goes like this. He goes, hey, listen, man, no offense, but we don't think you're going to get drafted, but we want your commitment right now that you will sign with us as a free agent. Can we get that commitment from you right now?
That's pretty cool.
I go, are you for real, Coach? Because John Fox had recruited me out of high school. He goes, yes, right now we want your commitment that you're going to sign with us tomorrow when the draft is over. I said, Coach, signed, sealed, delivered. And you know what happened after that? It's funny, you said you had to lock yourself in a room. My buddy Alex Van Pelt, who's now the offensive coordinator of the New England Patriots, his father stood there hysterical crying, like holding me, crying because the relief of you're going to a training camp, getting in, you missed your whole senior year, you worked so hard to try and get to this point.
Now you got it, and you got the call after Drew Bledsoe.
Dude, and the next pick, they go, with the number two overall pick, the Seattle Seahawks select quarterback from Notre Dame, Rick Meyer. And everybody in the room was dying laughing that I was already done.
Because you already got the call before Rick Meyer.
So you were technically the number two overall pick. In 1992.
Number two.
I love that. I love that, Cappy. I like that.
All right. Well, let's talk about Caleb Williams' experience potentially today and how good Caleb is. What is his ceiling? Is that franchise good enough to be able to help him succeed at the way he needs to succeed? Okay. We'll get into all that coming up in a second. But first, guys, let me tell you about my friends from LAX, my home away from home. Right now, huge opportunity, okay, to take your game to the next level with our friends at LAX. at Higher LAX. Yeah, Higher LAX is a free 8-week training program that upon completion will introduce you to contractors and unions that are already ready to hire. Yep, that you heard that right. They're ready to hire you. You need work? Go to Higher LAX, okay? Helping you make that lasting impact not only for your career but for generations to come. Classes are held at Los Angeles Southwest College, and the program starts Saturday, May 18th. So that's right around the corner, guys, a couple weeks away. So check out Higher LAX online and open the door to your future today. We're live from Hennessy's here in Hermosa Beach. Sedano, Cap, Kirk Morrison, JB Long's in the house, DeMarco's in the house, Lindsay Baseball's in the house. We'll be back in a couple minutes here on 710 ESPN.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely. 10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
Oh, come on now.
Yeah.
I remember when they were Wiggity Wiggity Whack, man. Mm-hmm. This was a great song back in the day.
In the meantime, Big D, DeAndre, sometimes when he decides to make his braids, he looks very crisscrossy.
Yeah.
DeAndre, what do you call those, man?
Crisscrossy.
The box braids, man.
The box braids. Box braids. I call them crisscrossy.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. DeAndre, do you know crisscross and make you jump? Or
I
no?
do. I do, actually.
You're too young.
No, I do know. Yeah.
Okay. You ain't know nothing about no crisscross.
Man, you know nothing about no crisscross, man.
No, I know everything about crisscross. I make you jump.
Cappy was actually dressing crisscross back in those days.
Oh, hell yeah.
Cappy, did you know that both the singers for crisscross, you know what their name was?
Chris.
Chris.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yes, I did.
Yeah, and if they moved around, they were Chris and Cross.
Right.
That's right. That's why they did that. That's
why. Yeah. Kirk Morrison hanging out with us here. The voice of the LA Rams, JB Long, now joins us here. How are you, sir?
Wait a second. Hold on.
There we go.
There we go.
Brought in by the smell of your little dinner here, your lunch-dinner combination.
Yeah.
It's
fantastic.
JB was hiding over here. I thought he was like some Hermosa Beach, like just stylish dude.
Tycoon.
He comes walking in. He's got the hat, this awesome jacket.
That jacket is bomb.
I'm very
I'm very appreciative of where my life has led, but I would consider being a Hermosa Beach tycoon.
Yeah.
That's something that I would look into if offered the opportunity.
I mean, you've got the look. There's no question at the moment.
JB has got on a Rams Letterman jacket. It is gray, okay, but then black leather sleeves.
Right.
On one arm, it's the Rams helmet. On the other arm, it's the N for the NFC. And on the chest, rather than a letter, it's got the Rams logo. Dude, that jacket is
sweet.
Fire.
Check out the back. Do you see the back?
Let me see the back.
Let me see
the back of that.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's wiggity, 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 whack.
Since we're in kind of the crisscross mode, I mean, do you remember the first wave of starter jackets and how critical they were to all of our sports upbringing?
No doubt.
That I actually nice have one in my bag. I was waiting until the Cavs tip off at 4 o'clock to turn it on.
I wasn't a Charlotte Hornets fan, but I had one.
If Michael Thompson were here, he would talk to you about his starter jacket and his Zubaz pants that he used to wear back in the day.
Oh, dude, that is a badass jacket. JB, what's your Instagram? Because, you know, I want to tag you so that people can see that jacket.
It is very on brand. It's at Rams Radio.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, really?
Because it's not just me. It's me and MJD and DeMarco, and, you know, it's our whole gang.
Right. Really? You don't have, like, an individual JB Long?
Well, I mean, I put some pictures of my kids up there, I guess, occasionally.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. So, Caleb Williams is going to be the number one overall pick. JB, you've done a bunch of his games, I would imagine, over the years. And you know, we were all there at his workout.
Oh, yeah. That was a good day.
That was a nice day.
I will say this. I know this is the time of year, and Kirk, you could attest to this more than anyone on this panel, that you get broken down a lot this time of year, right? For as great as you were as a collegiate, you know, they're picking at all your flaws or potential flaws here. I still will say this. I got a chance to do a couple of games on ESPN Radio that Caleb played in, both at Oklahoma and at USC. And I will maintain the position that I took the year that they had a very successful year in Caleb's first year here, which is he is the single most talented college quarterback I've ever seen. Wow. I think he can put the ball wherever he wants it.
Okay.
You know, like he reminds me of like a great pitcher, right? That wherever he wants to, whatever target he wants to hit, he's going to hit it. And I know that he's incredible off platform and all that stuff. I hate the nonsense that happens this time of year of, oh, he paints his nails, he cried to his mom, like all like that. Like, show me the tape, man. The tape to me doesn't lie. But I'm curious to get your guys' position on Caleb and just kind of the type of player he was.
Well, I think you laid it out really well, the on-the-field stuff, and he wouldn't be the consensus number one pick. We wouldn't be assigning him to Chicago already if the evidence didn't back that up. I'll probably color outside the lines a little bit, which is to say I've never heard a coach or a teammate say a bad thing about him, not even off the record, under their breath. You talk about the salary inequity in college football right now. That can create some real tension when one guy's making millions and the other guy can't even get access to the training table because he's a walk-on.
Yep.
That did not create any problem for Caleb. And so if I'm the Bears, I'm confident not only in his play, but also his maturity, because unlike in a previous era where you're drafting a 1-1 quarterback, this guy's already been a millionaire in L.A.
Yeah.
Did that create any problems for him on the field? Did that create any headlines that would cause red flag concerns? So I'm more comfortable and confident if I'm the brass of the Chicago Bears, knowing that when that signing bonus hits, when he shows up to OTAs, when he arrives in Chicago and has to deal with the media and the new fan base, that he's going to acquit himself the way that he has for so many years here in Los Angeles.
I've always said two things about Caleb Williams. Had he came out in the 2023 draft, he would still be the number one overall pick over Bryce Young and over C.J. Stroud. I still believe that. Mm-hmm. So my mind didn't change from last year to this year. He's still the best quarterback coming out in his draft. That's the first thing. The second thing when I think about Caleb Williams, and this happens to everyone who wins the Heisman Trophy with years of eligibility left, you're never going to have the year that you had, whether it was Lamar Jackson,
so hard.
RG3, Tim Tebow. Just think about all the guys who won it and like, oh, they're coming back. They're going to win it again, back-to-back. It never happens again. Never.
Archie Griffin.
The story, well, outside of Archie,
right? That's the story. That's the whole point.
We've already seen it before. Yeah. So he would have to do something that we had never seen before, and it didn't work out that way. You're drafting Caleb Williams for what you think he can do in your offense, not for what he did at USC. Just, oh, he's out there throwing around and look at this play, look at that. No, I'm drafting him.
But yet,
he's going to come into my offense.
But yet his career at USC is a microcosm of his next two decades.
Right.
Because his first year at USC, they hit it.
Yeah.
They had a favorable schedule.
Yep.
They created an obscene amount of takeaways. Their turnover margin was like unprecedented in USC and Pac history.
Right.
And they were a rocket ship. But guess what? Some year the ball bounces the other way.
Right.
You don't get set up on short fields twice a game. And maybe the pieces around you aren't as complete.
Like, you don't have Jordan
Addison.
There's
ebbs and flows because he's now entering a league where parity is king. When you finish first, you pick last. And everybody plays by the same salary cap restrictions.
Let me just tell you guys, though, my biggest fear for Caleb Williams, is that in 4 years, he's the backup quarterback of the Pittsburgh Steelers. Okay?
Because of Fields' experience or what?
Because of Mitch Trubisky's experience in Chicago and Justin Fields' experience in Chicago. You realize that both of those guys were first-round draft choices of the Chicago Bears, and both of those guys, after 4 years, became the backup quarterback of the Pittsburgh Steelers. I worry for him, this part.
And the organization.
Is that the Chicago Bears, here's the deal. They won seven games last year. They could potentially, because let's say that Caleb Williams in his rookie year is a better player than Justin Fields. Let's just assume that for a moment. They also went out in the offseason here, as you guys will remember, and they got Keenan Allen. Mm-hmm. Keenan Allen is a pro's pro wide receiver. I'm not saying he's a Hall of Famer, but he's like one of those guys that when his career is over, he may not go to Canton, but he's going to have a lot to be proud of his NFL career. Longevity, the money he made, the way he was able to play and stay healthy. He's a pro. So let me just tell you, by the way, there's a lot of Rams house chanting going on here. Keenan Allen can help a quarterback, especially a rookie quarterback. Now, if they don't do well first year, they're going to wind up firing their coach. And then they're going to
have the story in Chicago for several cycles now, including those previous quarterbacks you mentioned.
And so now then it's new coach, it's new coordinator. It's like, hey, you've got a guy who you thought was a potential generational talent, and the organization sucks. So I worry for Caleb that organizationally the Bears are just a bad team and a bad organization. But could one player who's so special change the franchise?
Bryce Young did it last year.
I think he has the power to do it, aside from the organizational stuff, which is not true here in Los Angeles. I'll give you another example. Case study, Jared Goff. His first year was as dim and as abysmal as it could have been.
Disaster.
But then they make the change at the top, and ever since Sean McVay showed up in 2017, he took off, the Rams took off, and they've been contenders ever since. So I'm not saying it's going to take a year or a change atop the organization for that to happen to Caleb, but let's not judge him just by this first, 18-game sample size.
You do bring up a good point, though, JB. I will tell you that. The point you make about how you never really did hear anybody talk bad about Caleb Williams, and you do acknowledge already that he's a multimillionaire.
Correct.
I want to say that he made, and I've heard this number, that over the 2 years at SC, he made about $10 million.
Yeah, somewhere around there.
So you're making $10 million, you're driving a fancy car, you got a fancy penthouse apartment, and your buddies on the team are like, yo, man, can I get like $50? Like, hook me up with something here? Like, you mind? And you never did hear. I did have one guy tell me that, well, it's not quite exactly, what it seemed. But yet nobody went public and badmouthed the guy. So I will agree with you that there wasn't anybody saying anything negative about that disparity of him being a superstar and being a millionaire and everybody else being kind of a college student.
I will also say that let's not forget that division is no longer bad as it's been
in previous years. Great point.
Like,
that's going to be good. It's gonna
Detroit
be fun.
Is good. Green Bay is good. Minnesota will eventually be good again, I think. They're kind of hitting the reset a little bit now. But that division is going to be tough for
Caleb
a long
Williams,
time.
Jared Goff.
Right.
Jordan Love.
Right. And then whoever
and we anticipate the,
Vikings the
Minnesota
getting.
Vikings yeah. doing.
And so let's hope the Vikings trade up for a quarterback tonight because that means good things for the Rams.
Yeah.
The run on quarterbacks is what I'm rooting for atop the draft tonight.
Yeah. I think that I personally that's the spot I'd like Drake May to end up at because and you and I talked about this the other day.
Yeah, he's got some time. He needs some time.
He needs a little time. He's the youngest by far. He's only 20 years old. And he's got some mechanical stuff. Unlike Caleb, who can literally pinpoint wherever he wants with the ball, Drake kind of struggles on short and intermediate stuff. He's great on the deep stuff, and he's pretty good off platform. But what I would say is he does little things that, I talked to a scout yesterday, and he said something to the effect of, like, his pocket presence isn't as great as it should be. But again, he's young, right? So that's part of it. That stuff is teachable, correctable. And you told me this the other day when we had dinner, which was a young quarterback, you want a head coach who knows the position.
Yep.
He's got that there in Minnesota with Kevin.
Kevin O'Connell.
Right. A good offensive staff in general, which they would have. And an organization that has a quarterback that he can learn from, a good QB room. Darnold would be a guy they can kind of plug in for a little bit in a rebuilding situation. And he's got a number one receiver.
Maybe
already.
The best receiver in the
game. Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, like, it's
Jordan
a good
Addison
spot.
And Hawkinson. I mean,
it's
all
a good
works
spot
out.
For
it's
a quarterback.
Spot. He just has to routinely make the routine play.
Yeah.
And to me, he didn't do that consistently. But this is what drives the NFL draft. I laugh about this because every year we always say, around this time, next year's draft, there's going to be no quarterbacks.
Right. Ah. There's always a quarterback
and then
or
all
two
of a sudden,
or seven.
Think about this. Just remember last year at this time.
Yeah.
It was Bryce Young and C.J. Stroud.
Yeah.
And we didn't really care about the other class,
right.
the other guys in the class.
Yeah, yeah.
And yet we found a way to just hype it up four or five guys. It's the same thing this year.
Yeah.
like six guys may go in the first round. Like, right. I don't foresee it, but right. Michael Penix.
Right.
What are you thinking about, Bo Nix?
No, I don't. Yeah. Bo Nix. You know, I talked to. Listen. So you're talking to scouts. I'm breaking down film the other day. Yeah. Okay.
You guys are all grinding tape.
So I'm breaking down some film just yesterday, as a matter of fact. And I had a guy on the other end of the computer, and he was sharing his screen on Zoom.
Yeah.
And I'm saying, explain to me what your problem is with Drake May, because this guy was telling me that he doesn't like the way Drake May, he's got a little something with his throwing motion that he says cannot be coached out of this kid.
Hmm.
I'm like, okay, what is it? And he shows it to me, and his arm, when he goes to throw the ball, his arm is nearly straight. And he said that 1/1,000th of a second is the difference between a pass breakup or an interception in the NFL. And that cannot be coached out of him. And he actually made the comparison. I have my notes.
How is that any different from a pitcher whose throwing motion you want to adapt?
That was the criticism of Jameis Winston, though, too.
Right.
Well, he had that long delivery.
But he actually gave me a list of guys. He goes, I compared them to these guys.
Trevor Lawrence,
Russell Wilson, Nick Foles, E.J. Manuel. Remember that name?
Yeah, remember
that
name? At ESPN. Yeah.
And Sam Darnold, interestingly. Yeah. So if he ends up in Minnesota, he might be there with Sam Darnold, who also had, according to this scout, a funky throwing motion, you know? And I'm like, really? He goes, but on the other hand, great leader, great personality, football junkie. And I think he said that he maybe said he came from a football family.
No, an athletic family. His brother played power forward at North Carolina. Parents were athletes.
Yeah,
all four right. siblings, all athletes.
So loved a lot of the off-the-field stuff. Didn't love the uncoachable throwing motion.
So you spoke to the anonymous source.
I spoke to an anonymous source.
No, the anonymous source in this scenario.
In this case, he's an anonymous guy. Yeah. Yeah, he's the anonymous guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, broke down a lot of quarterback stuff for me the other
day. Nice. JB, I know you got to run and you've got stuff to do. Thank you for stopping by and modeling that jacket.
Yep. You are a model.
Hermosa Beach Tycoon, JB Long, the voice of your Los Angeles Rams.
I always tell people that, like, when you see pictures of me on Instagram and I'm acting like I'm not seeing that people are taking pictures of me, that's called dad model. That's what you are right now.
You're a
dad model.
Well, two things. One, I'm glad you're not naked in the Rams bathtub at this year's
guest.
Yeah.
Fair point.
How many years ago is that? A couple?
That was the three. Beverly Hills house.
Right. Yeah. Two or three.
Yeah.
And secondly, sincerely, thank you guys for being here, because when you're here, it feels big time, and this environment is terrific.
It is.
As you're getting off work today, I encourage you to come down. The sun is out. There's a great vibe here. And
yeah.
You guys have a lot to do with that. So thank you very much.
Right
thank
on,
you,
JB
Long.
Long.
Ladies and gentlemen.
My man.
There's plenty of time for Cappy to get up to his shenanigans between today
true.
And tomorrow.
Excellent point.
Don't forget, there's tomorrow.
Yeah. There is
I think
beach.
Cappy should take a picture with this jacket.
Oh, I'll
put
rock
it on
that
his
jacket.
Instagram.
Oh, I will rock that jacket.
Okay.
Dad model style.
Now, we will continue this segment here in a moment, but let me tell folks first about my friends at Children's Dental Fun Zone. So here's the thing. If you're a parent, and Kirk, you're a parent of young children, taking the kids to the dentist is a huge pain in the rear, okay? Because kids don't want to go to the dentist. But here's the deal. At Children's Dental Fun Zone, they changed the game. Because fun is in the name, okay? You want what's best for your kids. And choosing a dentist can be challenging, as I mentioned. But you want someone that your child can trust and enjoy going to the dentist to. That is what Children's Dental Fun Zone is all about. Let me tell you about my friends at Children's Dental Fun Zone. First, 17 locations across the Southland. They got you covered all over L.A. County, whether you're in the Valleys or Mid-City, wherever you are. They got you, okay? IE, they got you. OC, they got you. 17 locations, okay, across the Southland. Children's Dental Fun Zone specializes in children's dentistry and orthodontics with state-of-the-art equipment and personal attention that your kids deserve. So let me get to that now. At Children's Dental Fun Zone, here's how they put fun in the name. When you walk into this place, first of all, you walk in, your kids are going to be like, whoa, where are we? Is this like an amusement park? This place is insane. And they offer movies for your kids while they're getting their work done, so they can watch Finding Nemo or, you know, any of those movies, any Pixar movie, you name it, it's on there. Any Disney movie, it's on there, okay? They got iPads for the kids, too, all right, at the office while you're getting their work done, okay, and getting ready to get in there and get your work done. And toys for the children to play with as well. So it is an incredible place. I'm telling you, when you go there with your kids, they're going to be like, Mom, Dad, when are we going back to Children's Dental Fun Zone? And for parents, they accept Medi-Cal, PPO, and HMO insurance plans. So to book your child's next appointment at Children's Dental Fun Zone, go to their website, cdfzone.com, or call them at 800-717-KIDS. That's 800-717-KIDS. You're listening to KSBN Los Angeles. We are here at Hennessy's in Hermosa Beach at the Rams draft party event. right? What would we call this?
It's the Rams draft experience.
Experience. Yeah. The experience. I like
big
that.
Rams
experience.
Draft experience.
Say right now, look at the number of people today.
It's a Thursday, too, Darren.
Right. Wearing Rams gear.
Yeah.
And in line to get to this, like, ticket booth truck that they got going on here. Mm-hmm. And it is very impressive. Because let me tell you something, George.
Yes, sir.
So, listen. You're the Rams. Last year, you won 10 games.
Yeah.
The Chargers, who were expected to be good last year, were not good.
Correct.
Okay. The Chargers go and hire Jim Harbaugh. And, you know, I don't think there's what I would call excitement on the streets for the Chargers.
No.
But I believe that Jim Harbaugh will create greater football credibility.
No question.
Okay?
Yes.
So the Rams, what they do so brilliantly by renting this $15 million house here in Hermosa, it's not for a day or two.
Right, it's for like a month and a half.
Right. Wine and dine the sponsors.
Yeah.
Show off who they are.
Right.
Be the first-class organization. Build a freaking football field on the beach, dude. Yeah. On the beach.
And a huge stage, obviously, as well.
Invite youth football kids to come down here and play.
Yeah. Trudell's kids were here earlier today. Right. They were doing a bunch of combine drills.
Isn't Harbaugh's RV somewhere around here?
I think he's in Huntington Beach.
A little further south. Yeah.
So here's my point. Here's the thing about the Rams.
It would be funny, though, if he did crash this.
It would be really funny. Like, don't you have something to be
beep,
doing?
Beep, beep, right. Beep, beep.
But the one thing about the Rams is this. Because now, truth be told, look, there are two NFL football teams in L.A. There's one stadium. And both teams are calling on every Fortune 500 company in town, come spend money with us. Come advertise with us. Come buy our suites. Buy season ticket packages. Put your brand on our brand. And the Rams know, and they've known from the beginning, that it is a battle. You know, the Rams are the Super Bowl champs in their home stadium. The Rams shocked the world last year and won 10 games and then had a brilliant storyline.
Should have won the Detroit game.
Right. But what a storyline in that game, right? That storyline made people in L.A. really pay that much more attention. This was not a playoff game against the lowly Detroit Lions. It was against the former Rams quarterback, and the Rams were bringing the former Lions quarterback. So they won the PR battle last year, and they got to keep winning those things. And today, when you see what's going on here at Hermosa Beach, you go, oh my God, the Rams do everything first class because their owner will spend every dollar it takes. And that's why, again, I'll bring this back to the Lakers, that's why the Nuggets are who the Nuggets are, because of their ownership.
The Kroenke family.
And it's the same people who own the Rams own the Nuggets.
Yeah. So, listen, speaking of which, let's get into that series a little bit.
It's a damn good rant, by the way.
On the other side. I would rack you.
You would rack me? Rack me.
Alvy, rack him.
Yeah. By the way, it is the Sedano and Cap Waba Grill 4 p.m. hour. So, Waba Grill, Sedano and Cap 4 o'clock hour on 710 ESPN, presented by Waba Grill. Kids eat free at Waba Grill. Bring your kids for a free chicken or tofu mini bowl with any entree purchase weekdays after 4 and all weekend long. Restrictions apply. So, Cappy.
Let's dive into this. Let's dive.
Because I have guaranteed a Laker victory today. And you know I have not been very high on the Lakers in this series.
I'm going to play them now. Now that you guaranteed, I'm going to play them.
But today I have reasons. And I will give you hashtag basketball reasons on the other side. Kirk Morrison hanging out with us. Sedano and Cap Lindsay Baseball's here. We're at Hennessy's at the Hermosa Beach Pier. 710 ESPN.